This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council approved a resolution Tuesday declaring that the Springs is not a so-called sanctuary city. Council members heard hours of public testimony on the resolution, much of it opposed to the declaration. Springs resident Woody Longmire.
Didn't have to do that. I didn't see people swinging off the rafters saying we're scared to death, we're getting ran over by immigrants.
City staff say they know of 9 families currently sheltered in Colorado Springs who came from Denver. Denver has seen thousands of new immigrants from the U.S. southern border in the past year. In the state legislature, a proposal to preserve children's freedom to read. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Freedom to Read bill sets up a process for removing a book in schools and public libraries. In schools, only people who have a child who attends that school or the district can wage challenges. A committee would review the challenge based on certain standards. Colorado Education Association President Amy Baca-Olert spoke in support of the bill at a press conference.
When books are banned, we teach our children that certain ideas, perspectives, and voices are deemed unacceptable or threatening.
There's been a surge of book challenges, primarily against LGBTQ plus authors and authors of color. The bill doesn't yet have a hearing scheduled. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
At Fort Carson near Colorado Springs, soldiers are doing aerial combat training this week. People near the base may hear shots and more noise than usual, including at night and for almost 3 weeks. The training exercises are scheduled to continue through March 5th. This is CPR News.